USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's younger brother, Robert Trump, has passed away at 71. The president had just visited Robert Trump at a New York City hospital Friday. There's been no disclosure of his illness, but reports are he'd been battling health problems for months. One day after the UN Security Council rejected a bid by the U.S. to extend an arms embargo against Iran, President Trump told reporters yesterday he will likely call for a reimposition of UN sanctions on Iran, called a snapback, at the United Nations meeting this week.
Well, we knew what the vote was going to be, but we'll be doing a snapback. You'll be watching it next week. Yeah, you'll be watching it next week.
The snapback, part of the 2015 nuclear deal negotiated by President Obama that Trump has often criticized. He backed the U.S. out of the deal in 2018. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wade Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
One day after the 9/11 Memorial Museum announced it was canceling the annual Tribute in Light because of pandemic concerns, outside organizations say they'll make sure the display happens. The Sergeants Benevolent Association Police Union and Tunnel to Towers Foundation saying that they will make sure the twin beams of light shine into the nighttime sky from Lower Manhattan on September 11th. This retired FDNY firefighter says it's important.
The lights are an amazing way for people to remember those who were lost on 9/11. They're inspirational.
Shots were fired when two opposing protest groups clashed in Portland, Oregon yesterday. Members of Patriot Prayer were demonstrating against Antifa and criticizing recent Black Lives Matter protests when a counter-protest by Black Lives Matter began nearby. One witness has said someone started spraying bear mace in the crowd as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Tens of thousands of people in California have been suffering through AC-killing power outages, as they also suffer through one of the worst heat waves in years. One of the biggest outages was no accident when on Friday, to try to protect the transmission system in the face of soaring power demand, the nonprofit which oversees the state's power providers told one of them, PG&E, to temporarily shut down power to about 225,000 customers. The combination of high temperatures, light winds, and wildfires in the state likely producing some of the worst smog in Los Angeles that residents have seen in a decade. One of the more unusual stories out of this year's Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, at least that we can talk about here, is how an Iowa woman is lucky to be alive after a bison attacked her at the nearby South Dakota Custer State Park. The 54-year-old woman had been traveling with a group of motorcyclists when they stopped to snap some photos, and she apparently got too close to a mother with its calf. Videos posted to Facebook like this one showing the bison mom snagging horns in the woman's belt loop and flinging her around until her pants come off.
Oh, my God. She's unconscious.
Probably.
Oh, my God.
Witnesses say the fact that her pants did come off is why she was able to survive the attack. The woman was flown to a hospital, but police later said she was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.